Disappointment, Tom. The lads put in a big shift. There's no doubt about that there. We're up against a quality Dublin side. You get a number of opportunities on a game with small margins, you've got to take them. We didn't take our probably goal opportunities or two goal opportunities that we had today. But in saying that, listen, the lads work really, really hard. And we've to get ready now for Roscommon in 6 days' time.
Put under pressure very early on. Dublin hit you with a couple of early scores and really, really pushed up on you. But you recovered from that.
Yeah, as I said inside, Tom, it's a real learning curve for a lot of for all these players. To be quite honest, a lot of young lads getting game time, and a lot of lads came through that there, and that's going to bring them on. There's no doubt about that there. You know what winning the Ulster title a number of weeks back, and this level now, this is into a different league altogether. To be quite honest, against this Dublin side, who have been and probably are one of the best sides that ever played Gaelic football.
And the game is supposed to turn in the last 10 minutes of the first half, really. You know, they got the 3 or 4 points in a row and a goal then, and the goal came kind of when we had a chance of a goal maybe at the other end, and a chance certainly of a point.
Yeah, it was a great ball put in. I think Michael Langan won it, Jamie just slightly off balance. It was probably a goal opportunity and straight down the park, and that was a huge turning point in the game. But in fairness, the lads, heads never dropped. Yeah. They kept at it, and we had a period in the second half, I think we scored 4 or 5 scores on the bounce, and some very, very good scores. And you know, majority of the scores we got today came from play, and that has to be positive. A lot of good attack and play, and it's disappointing. Always disappointing to lose, Tom. But as I say, we get ready now for Roscommon next Saturday.
Dublin again came out of the blocks at the start of the second half, scored a 1-1, and you responded and you hit 4 points to cancel out those. Took a lot of energy there.
It did, Tom. Yeah, it takes a huge amount of energy, and that was very warm, very muggy evening out there. And the goal again in the second start of the second half was crucial, and Scully came in again, and yeah, just lost them. That's disappointing from our point of view. I mean, there were 2 poor goals to concede, but from Dublin's point of view, they'll say they were, you know, well worked. But goals won matches. But as I say, we have to move on now. Take the positive from that, learn from the mistakes, and move on now to Hyde Park next Saturday.
There's those that say you coming up the road today, you mightn't be, but they'd be quite happy, given that you were without Paddy McBrearty, to go home and be 4 or 5 points behind Dublin. You've done that. You know, there obviously there's some positive.
Listen, there's always going to be positive, but like, I mean, from our point of view, we came up here to get 2 points, and that was within that whole group. We actually believed, if we could get our performance levels, if we could get those margins in terms of converting those chances that we created, we were in with a chance of getting something out of this match. And it turned out that way. We had difficulties on the kickouts, and they got a lot of possession from kickouts. So that's an area we're going to have to look at going into the Roscommon game.
Were you surprised they pushed up so hard on you on the kickouts?
No, I wasn't. We were actually expecting that, and they worked it very, very well and made life very, very difficult. So listen, the learning curve, as I say, not just for Sean and goals, because Sean's kickouts throughout the whole Ulster campaign was second to none, and as I say, good learning curve and good learning experience for him and the rest of the group.
And he did save you a couple of times. He made a couple of great saves.
He did, yeah. No, Sean's a good stopper also, and a good kicker of the ball. So I know that'll bring him on. A big match in Croke Park against a bit in front of a big crowd there. So listen, we're hoping, as I say, that we have to get the performance levels right now for a huge match next weekend.
And tell me, on the injury front, you replaced Paddy McGrath at half time. Neil McGee came on. What was that story there?
Yeah, Paddy picked up a knock just before half time and just couldn't come out for the second half. We'll just see how he is now when it settles down, and everyone else came through all right.